is why we add some salt. Adding the salt will knock back those bitter flavors, letting the other sweet flavors shine through. When to add salt. When it comes to cooking, timing is everything, down to when to salt and season things. Some foods don't get salted until they're about to be served, while others are salted before or during the preparation and cooking process. Let's look at some of the salting techniques and how they work. Salt can make meat juicier. Adding salt to any meat before it gets cooked will cause the meat to stay tender and juicy instead of it being tough and dry. You see, that's one of the secrets of salt. The key is to salt the meat before you cook it. You can add the salt while you're cooking it as well. But if you want it to stay juicy and soft, it has to be salted before it hits the cooking pan or the grill. If you took two pieces of meat and salted one before cooking and the other while cooking or even after cooking, you'll notice the difference really quickly. When boiling rice, pasta, potatoes, and vegetables, adding the salt to the water will cause the salt to cook into the food you're cooking, allowing it to soak into the food. Some people like to add salt once the foods are done, too, which just adds more of the saltiness. Another example of adding salt before the food is cooked is when making desserts. Things like brownies, cookies, and cakes get very small amounts of salt added to bring out the sweet flavors while they are only batter. If we added a lot of salt to those sweet treats after they cooked, it wouldn't taste very good at all because it would be too salty. Some meals are best when they are salted, a little bit, all throughout the cooking process. Soups, stews, chilies, braised meat, and any food that is slow cooked is generally better when you add the salt during the cooking process from beginning to the end. This causes the salt to have all the time it needs to work its molecular magic. Soup, stew, and chili have several different ingredients, and broth or gravy, which is one of the reasons it is good to salt all throughout, because the vegetables and the meat soak up the salt you might find the broth is lacking. This is also why it is good to taste your food as it cooks, so you know if you need more or less of something like salt or seasonings. Food that cooks fast or faster cooking food should be salted closer to and more directly towards the end of the cooking process. This allows more of the salt to stay on and in the food. Burgers can be salted while they cook, but because they're kind of greasy, you will lose a portion of the salt when the grease drains out of the burger. French fries or fried potatoes can't be salted until they are done frying because that's when the salt will stick to them. The same goes for steamed vegetables. Salting these foods at the end gives it the perfect flavor. I like to add a little salt to my burgers as they cook and then add another pinch when they come off the grill to add a little more of an instant salty bang. Something my mom taught me when I was a little girl is that you can always add more salt, but you can't take it back off. Too much salt on food can be terrible and almost disgusting, and once it is in the food, there isn't much you can do about it. But if there isn't enough, you can add more until it tastes the way you like it. This actually applies to many things when cooking. Chapter 2. Application of heat. Preparing food and cooking food are very different from one another. For instance, you can prepare a salad without ever having to use a stove or any kind of heat at all. But when you're cooking, you will need that heat, even if it's just toast. Cooking involves heating the food, whether you're frying, boiling, broiling, baking, roasting, steaming, searing, or grilling. When heat is applied to food, there is a physical and chemical reaction that takes place. If you pop a piece of white bread into the toaster and peek in, you can watch it go from bright white to golden brown to brown, and finally to dark brown and even black. How high the heat is set to and how long you allow it to toast will make all the difference. If you have the heat setting really low, your toast will not get as dark as it would if the heat was set to high. Eggs are another awesome example of the changes you will see when cooking. Scrambled, fried, and boiled eggs all cook at different temperatures for a different amount of time, and even though it is all eggs, the results will all be different. For example, scrambled eggs should be cooked over medium heat in a skillet for about 4 minutes. Hard-boiled eggs are cooked on high heat in a skillet for 5 to 7 minutes, and then they rest in the hot water off the heat.